Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play, this is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and yes, I am the Queen of Justice.
No, 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 no more war.
Do you think the United States is wrong in their support to Israel by continuously supplying weapons? Who is the cause of this war? Why is this war happening? And who is to benefit from such a catastrophe, such a catastrophic event of thousands and thousands of lives being lost, including children, babies, and women, all civilians? Thousands dead, and the war continues with no shame, with no regard to human life. Wars and rumors of wars. The never-ending war on crime, from politics to drugs, gun violence to gun control, wrongful imprisonment to death by incarceration, human rights to human trafficking, to territorial search. When will it end? Tonight is Sunday, December 3rd, 2023, the first Sunday in the 12th and final month of 2023. In just a few short weeks, we will be in a new year. That year being 2024. Tonight on News Forum, the Queen of Justice presents The War on Freedom from the stronghold of white supremacy in America and beyond. 58 days of war in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. Or should I say, between Israel and Hamas. Yes, 58 days. And still counting. As the temporary ceasefire comes to an end, several new wars begin. Also, tonight, the war on homelessness, poverty, and reparations in the United States of America. With my special guest, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist and author and correspondent, Wesley Laurie. Also tonight, meet Daniel Cummings, an author who spent 48 years in prison. Hear his cry for justice. And to my listeners, I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133 to talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. That's $, B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward. T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in you, and R as in Robert. Be a voice tour. Or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is at Be a Voice. That's at BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A. J-O-N-E-S-I-A, my first and last name, with a space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your cash tag, and the amount you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition so that we may continue our advocacy work, fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated, speaking truth to power, and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl. We'll be right back after this. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration, and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice 78 Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J now has over 24 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516-453-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com. News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, ask you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinions, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country. We call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight because it may just be what they need to hear.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter, none other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J.
The Drum Major Instinct.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Of that.
and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last.
Yeah.
music, we'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last.
All right. Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, the Queen of Justice. And, wow, welcome to another segment of News Forum. And it's crazy, everybody, because we only have a few more weeks left in this year. And, wow, we'll be in 2024, a new year. So 2024, will Israel and Palestine still be at war? You know, this is just so crazy. Today is day 58 of the war, and there was a temporary ceasefire this past week. It was supposed to be 4 days, and they were going to add on a day each day. They were going to add on another day if they continue to come to an agreement with the releasing of hostages and prisoners. However, that truce was broken, and the war is back on, okay, with Israel, you know, firing away. And so now they're all over the place. They're in the northern banks. They're now in the southern part of as well. And they're going to go to the west and to the east. They're going to go all over. And, you know, it's such a shame. And they are, like, asking citizens to, well, first, here's what they did. They asked the citizens to move to the northern bank, okay, then to the southern bank. Now they're asking them to move somewhere else. So everywhere they're telling them to move to, it's like they start bombing in those places still. But yet, here we have Palestinians. They're trying to survive, and they're fleeing from one place to the next, trying to stay safe and clear of missiles and all that stuff. And it's so sad, everybody. The last count that I saw, I think it was like 15,700 deaths in Palestine. And it's just really ridiculous, everybody. And the death toll, you know, there are people that have died in Israel as well, but not as many. And it just has to stop, people. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to be speaking with Sam a little bit later, who just got back in the country, I think today. And it's just horrible. It's horrible. And I want this war to end, and others do too. And, you know, during the onset, like, people who were standing with Israel are now calling for a ceasefire. They're calling for a free Palestine because they see what's happening is inhumane at its horriblest. It's just, oh gosh, it's just terrible, everybody. And my heart again goes out to all the families that have lost loved ones, and loved ones are still being bombed, killed, injured daily, all throughout the day and night over there, people. So those of us here in America and others that are listening around the world, please pray. That's all we can do, because we can't do anything else but pray. So let's just pray that this war will end, and let's pray for the safety of the citizens, of the innocent people, the babies, the children, the women, the pregnant women, and even the men, okay? You know, it's so sad. And again, just imagine if you lived there, or if what was happening there was happening here in America. You know, that would be horrible. Imagine us running, trying to find shelter and safety from missiles, bombs coming down, you know, while we're at work or at school or in the church or the synagogue or the mosque, you know. It doesn't make sense, people. It's crazy. Hospitals and everything else. I mean, this is just terrible. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to talk with a few people tonight. We have callers that I'm sure that want to chime in tonight on this heated subject. It's sad. But listen. We're not only going to be talking about that tonight, we're talking about the war of freedom, okay? The war of freedom, because here in America, white supremacy, it does exist, everybody. And white supremacy is not just here in America. So this is what I want you all to understand tonight. It's worldwide, okay? There are other countries experiencing the effects of white supremacy. If we look at the war that's happening now in the Middle East and the wars that's happening all over the world, a lot of them are stemming from white supremacy. Because when they go into these other countries and infiltrate and try to steal people's land and all of that stuff because of the resources that are there, guess what? They like take over and they hold the citizens, the natives of those countries in bondage. And it's sad. And it's time for a free world, everybody, a free world, all right? No more third world places. We have to have a free world, okay? We have to have a free world because, you know, the New World Order that was talked about like years ago, and you don't hear many people talking about that anymore, okay? But guess what? Hey, this is what they're aiming for, a New World Order, which, you know, we'll be under dictatorship. The whole world will be under dictatorship, people, okay? And it's just sad. It's sad. So tonight, I have a guest who spent 48 years behind bars, and he wrote a book. As a matter of fact, he wrote two books. And we're going to talk to him tonight. We're not going to talk about his book tonight, but tonight he is going to talk. We're going to converse on some of these topics tonight, and then he will be back as a featured guest two Sundays from today to talk about his book and to talk about others that are still in prison. So we're going to welcome him to the show tonight. His name is Daniel Cummings, and we're going to talk to Daniel tonight and find out who he is and all of that good stuff, and then we're going to have a conversation because guess what? Daniel had a cry for freedom, okay? A cry for justice, and guess what? He's still crying out for justice. Crying out for freedom, fighting against this war on freedom. So let's welcome Daniel Cummings to News Forum tonight. How are you tonight, Daniel, Mr. Cummings?
Hello, Dr. Chinchilla. I'm doing very well.
That's great. That's great to hear. Yes. Now, Daniel, you spent 48 years.
About the plumbing problem, but everything is good now.
Okay, awesome. That's good. I'm glad you got that squared away. Yeah, I'm glad you got that squared away. Listen, everybody, Mr. Cummings, he spent 48 years behind bars. And how old are you now, Mr. Cummings?
Next month I will be 77. I was locked up at 26.
Okay, so you'll be 77. Now, is that in January?
Yes, January 30th, I'll be 77 years old, 77 years young, okay?
All right, you'll be 77 years young, January 30th, everybody. So now while incarcerated, you wrote a book, and okay, your first book, was that also called A Cry for Justice?
Yes, my first book was A Cry for Justice, and my second one, the current one that's available on Amazon.com right now and all major bookstores, is A Cry for Justice 2. And that's because it's actually dedicated to the brothers that are deserving of a second chance. And they have been behind those walls for decades. And I promised them that I would do everything that I possibly could to help their situation, get their situation into the public's eye. And the reason I come up with a cry for justice, because every time I would go up for a commutation, for some reason I would become emotional when they would get to the part about the rape of my ex-wife, and I would break down in there with the interview. I would break down and start crying. So afterwards, I meditated on it, and I come up with the thought then, a cry for justice, because I'm always crying when I go up for a commutation. So it's a cry for justice stuff then.
Okay. Now let's just talk briefly. Now, you went for commutation numerous times, correct?
Seven times.
So tell everybody how many times, okay? Seven times. And so in that seventh commutation hearing, that's when you were granted commutation?
Yes. The Governor Wolf and the Lieutenant Governor Fetterman administration, they are the ones who gave me my freedom. They felt as though Governor Wolf felt as though, Lieutenant Governor Fetterman felt as though I had done enough time for the crime that I committed. And he saw it as a crime of passion. And he felt as though I shouldn't have been given that much time for a case like mine. And February 12th, 2021, they gave me my commutation.
Okay, that's awesome. And I am so happy for you.
After seven tries, they granted it.
Yeah, and you know, seven is the number of completion. So, so that's great. And I'm so happy for you. Okay, so when you come back on the show two Sundays from now, we're going to talk about your book. We're going to talk about your case as well. But tonight I want to talk to you a bit because a cry for justice. And we're talking about the war on freedom tonight. And we're talking about white supremacy, the stronghold of white supremacy in America and beyond. So I want you to talk tonight from that angle about white supremacy, the stronghold, and what is white supremacy. And we're going to talk about, you know, freedom from poverty, homelessness, and reparations, okay? So all that stuff, you know, this is what we're dealing with. We're fighting for reparations. So many are fighting for that here in America for blacks. So, you know, we have some whites that are standing and, you know, wanting to see that happen as well. But we still have that stronghold of white supremacy here in this country. So let's talk about that tonight, Mr. Cummings. Elaborate. Talk to me tonight.
Well, I would love to speak on those issues. The secretary and the Secretary of the Department of Corrections, he advised us before we left the halfway house to stay away from subjects like that. So I don't want to get my parole officers and things angry for speaking out on issues like that. He told me to. Yes, they gave all of us a conference and told us that a lot of the media were going to be coming after us and be aware of what we say. Because we're on a lifetime parole. In Pennsylvania, life means life.
Yes, we have to be careful what you say. Yeah, and, you know, I've heard that from different people, although some are still out, you know, talking and speaking out on issues. And, you know, I respect your position here. But I just want the listeners to know how crucial and critical this is, you know, in the state of Pennsylvania, you know, when people come out, some people are on a lifetime of parole,
lifetime probation. In Pennsylvania, life means life. And when they grant your commutation, you're not really free.
Wow. And, you know, that's just so sad, everybody. So here it is, okay? Still a cry for justice. Still
yes.
War on freedom. Because we have mm-hmm. men and women in this state that get commuted. And you know, but yet they're still not free. So imagine that, everybody. Like, so that they're telling you can't speak on different subjects,
yes.
different topics,
yes.
and all
yes.
of that. And so what they threaten you with, that they'll arrest you?
No, they said be mindful of the things that we do because we're on lifetime parole. And we're going to be, a lot of the media are going to be coming after us for different interviews. So be mindful of the things that we say.
Hmm. Okay. And I wonder what is that supposed to mean?
Issue,
so, you know, they don't want you to talk about the prison, you know, the conditions of the
yes.
prison. Yeah, so we have to do something about that because you should be able to speak freely and
yes.
talk about subject matters and, you know, talk about current events because what we're talking about, they're current events. So for them to try to muzzle men and women
well, the,
in this state
the,
and other states
is,
as well in this country.
The Israel and Palestinian war, it is an unjust war, and it's been going on since, like, eons of time. And I would love to speak on it, but it's issues that I was advised not to I was advised not to dwell into issues like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they don't want
you
to talk about white supremacy.
Political issues.
Yeah, yeah, and that's sad, and actually, like, really, for real, like, white supremacy is not really a political issue. It's a social issue. It's a human
mm-hmm.
issue, you know, because
yeah.
that deals with human justice, social justice,
mm-hmm.
and different things like that. But, of course, yeah, that's a way for them to, like, stop a lot of outspoken men and women that
yes.
are released from prison on parole to keep them quiet. And it's so sad, but we're going to make some changes in that area, you know, because, you know, there are different bills out now where in Pennsylvania trying to end lifetime parole,
mm-hmm.
okay? I think it's SB 838, so... Say that again, Mr. Cummings.
Well, hold on a second real quick, Chichilla. We want to try to keep the continuity of the show. Now, Mr. Cummings, you know, try to keep your comments until after Dr. J starts talking because it sounds like you're going against each other or cutting each other's heads off while you're talking. So please keep timing and suggestion. Wait till Dr. J finishes a statement, and then you make your statement. Go ahead, Mr. Cummings.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Cummings.
Okay. There were a time when I was going up for convocations and I wore dreads, like the picture that you have on the media of me today. I had those dreads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was advised then to cut my dreads because the convocation board saw that as being radical, a radical statement that you were making. So I ended up cutting my dreads because I was trying to win my freedom.
Wow, that is
so
sad.
You know, your voice is
you know. Yeah, that's a shame. Well, there's a man, Muti, who got out of prison June 23rd of this year. And, you know, he kept his dreads the whole time. And, you know, he's out now. And others as well. But they definitely try to intimidate people and, you know, tell people certain things and, you know, about dreads. But, you know, you're wearing dreads, you're in a struggle. So it was all about your struggle. And even today, let's talk about the freedom of, you know, the freedom of choice to wear any type of hairstyle you want. But here in this country, recently, there have been all types of suits filed against schools and against employers because they're telling black men, black women, that their hairstyle is unsuitable, and it's wrong. So how can you tell a young person in high school or even in middle school, you know, hey, you can't wear your hair in that ponytail because, hey, that's not allowed. You can't wear your dreads. That's not allowed. Or you can't have your hair looking kinky. It's not allowed. Well, number one, for the most part, blacks have kinky hair, okay? Hair like wool, just like Jesus, all right? And how can they tell a black person that that's not acceptable? So that means that they want every black woman to go and perm their hair, put relaxers in their hair so their hair can look straight. And, you know, that's so wrong. So that is racism there and discrimination. And, you know, these are things that we have to fight against in this country. And so, yeah, we're working, trying to get a bill passed. Other organizations are also working to try to get a bill passed to end lifetime parole because that's a shame. You know, that should not be a thing for someone to be on parole the rest of their lives. That's just insanity. So, Mr. Cummings, now you are married again. So,
yes.
Tell us how did you meet your second wife?
Well, I'm a spiritual person, and I used to pray and ask God to send me a virtuous woman. And I met my wife. Strange how I met her, but I met her online on a dating site after I got out. And she's the joy of my life, and it's really been a blessing. She's the joy of my life, and she's everything that I ask God for.
Wow.
She's right here.
Hi, Mrs. Cummings. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's a blessing at the age. So at that time, you were, what were you, 75?
Yes, 75. I was 75.
Okay. So at 75 years old, you went on to a dating site, online dating site, and you met the love of your life. You married her.
Yes,
and
I did.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. So for those of you out there listening and like you're still single, and you're like in your 70s and you think it's too late, guess what? It's not too late. Look at Daniel Cummings, everybody, okay? So, wow, congratulations to you, and welcome
thank you.
Home.
She's correcting me. Thank you, and she's correcting me now. She said, no, we have been married 3 years, you know. That's my queen. Next year.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I am so happy for you. Well, I thank you for joining in tonight. Keep listening. Somebody may have some questions for you. We're going to take a caller, and then we'll finish talking. Caller, you're live on air with News Forum. How are you tonight? And we're talking about the war on freedom.
Hey, Chinchilla.
Hi.
Brenda? How are you? It is.
Hey, how are you, Brenda?
Oh, I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Just, you know, of course, always pretty pissed off about things that's going on in this world. But other than that, I'm okay. So let's talk about this tonight, Brenda, the war on freedom. And, you know, everybody, Brenda is A1, okay, and she's a wonderful person. Her son, Joel, is wrongfully incarcerated, and she's been crying out for justice for her son. She's been being a voice for her son and fighting this war on freedom, the war for freedom. And let's talk about that tonight, Brenda, the war for freedom.
It's a struggle, Chinchilla. It's a struggle. You know, you have people that don't want to stand up, even though they've been wronged. this April will be 15 years for my son. And, you know, it just doesn't get easier. Politicians don't want to talk to you. It's scary. It's all about money and power.
Yes, that's what it's about. So with you being a white woman, your son is white, but yet he's wrongfully incarcerated. So let's talk about white supremacy. What are your thoughts on white supremacy, and what is it?
If I had to say, I'm not really, you know, I don't even know how to put it. Being white with money, status, you could do whatever you want and get away with it.
Okay. And that's basically what happened in Joel's case.
Absolutely. And as I told you before, I honestly think because of I stood up to the school to prison, that also played a part. You know, I sat on a school board for 4 years. And, you know, I spoke my mind just like within schools, you know. And I'm just going to throw this out there. You've got a kid going to 7 classes, passing 6, and one of those classes he's having trouble with, you know. And it's not always the kid. It's not always the kid. And that was another thing I brought up to the school board. You know, you have different learners. You have people that can sit and read hands-on, or, you know, that group that needs the extra help. And I think that's how classes should be divided. You know, it's nothing about race or anything, because we all struggle. And, you know, I've seen situations where people of color deal, or, you know, things happen because of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you speak out and become a target.
Yeah. Yeah. And what they do, they try to make an example out of people, you know, so the next person won't speak out, okay? You know, it's just so sad. It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Brenda,
you know,
and I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on what's happening in the Middle East right now?
It's sad, because I honestly believe it's all about the money and power. It's, you know, we've got servicemen that go over to these other countries, and, you know, who knows what's the behind-the-door cause is all I'm going to say. There's more to this. And that's just how I feel. You know? This goes deeper than anybody wants to see. You know, you've got all these banks and the connections with them and the other countries and, you know.
Wow.
It's
so sad, Brenda. It is. Yeah, it is. It's a scary world, corrupt world, and, you know, it's an evil world. And it's just so sad, so very sad. Brenda, I thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing with us. And, you know, shout out now, everybody. Freedom for Joel Atkins. It doesn't make sense. He's still in prison, everybody, for self-defense. And it's just ridiculous. But again, money, power, people in position in high places, like we talked about last week, spiritual wickedness in high places. And this is what we deal with in America every day. And people are experiencing it around the world in different ways. Thank you so much, Brenda. All right, right now we're going to have a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame DJ legend, Dr. Olasky.
Praising mama, wiping my mouth, and a sword in my head.
That's what they
And again, of course, I caught Dr. Chinchilla J. Got caught out in the spirit. You know? And it's so wonderful. After all these years, the spirit of Andrea Presley still reigns around this glorious and storied network.
Yes, I thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful track, Dr. O. That was beautiful, you know. And definitely everybody in this country, God needs to be glorified. And, hey, look what's going on here in the United States of America. Look at what's going on around the world. You know, God is not being glorified enough, you know, and we all need to take heed and start to acknowledge him. And it's sad because the Bible says, you know, there shall be wars and rumors of wars, and wars have been happening all throughout my lifetime. I'm 60, and wars have been happening throughout my entire life, different places around the world. And, of course, the wars we face every day right here in America, you know, we face all types of wars. But we're fortunate enough, right now, that is, we're fortunate enough, and hopefully and prayerfully, we will stay fortunate enough not to have missiles coming from around the world bombing America. But if America keeps doing what America is doing, meddling in other people's affairs, you know, it's just crazy, everybody. All right, but the war must stop. So tonight, our discussion is the war on freedom. The war on freedom, everybody, because everybody wants to be free. We just heard Mr. Cummings say that although he's free, no longer behind bars, but yet he's still not free because he's been instructed to stay away from certain topics and not to speak on certain issues. So that is like taking away his freedom of speech. It's so sad. Let's take another caller. And for those of you that are listening tonight via the World Wide Web, 516-453-9133 is the number to call tonight to talk live on the air with my guests and me. 516-453-9133 and to press 1. If you're already on the call tonight, press 1. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight? Caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Mr. Chill.
Hi.
How you doing? This is a guy from Alabama.
I am fine. Alabama. Duval.
Yeah, I miss you. How you been?
Hi. Good. Wow, Duval. Wow. You know what? I mentioned you, I believe it was last week or the week before last, because I was talking about how I miss, you know, you guys calling in live from prison. And here you are. Wow.
Yeah, I am. I'm blessed.
Yes.
I can't complain.
So,
still trusting.
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, still staying focused. I'm in my second semester in carpentry and trade school. My case is still reopened. A lot of went on since the last time I was online, which I actually got offline for a reason. They had they already got their foot on our neck, so they kind of turned it up a little bit, and they was giving us a real hard time.
Okay.
So, you know, I got to stay out of trouble, so I kind of got back. I prayed about it, and, you know, God said I was doing the right thing. I hadn't actually found anyone to advocate for me as of yet, and that was one of the biggest things that was hard for me to step back, but I stepped back. Everything's still going well. You know, we done had some security breaches. We actually had a guy that actually had a real pistol in the prison, and that was real weird. It was real crazy.
Duval?
Yes, ma'am. I'm surprised y'all ain't hear about it. They swept it under the rug pretty good by saying it was just an incident. But he came where I lived at. And, well, you know, they gave us a real hard time out of that, and they still are giving us a real hard time because of that situation, like it was everybody's fault. But
wow.
Basically everything, it's still hardcore here. I want to congratulate the man for surviving 48 years of and being incarcerated, man. I'm gonna tell you, you know, I'm in my 23rd year, heading to my 24th year, and it's a gift from God to be in your right mind and to leave this place, you know what I'm saying, better equipped than what you were before you came. Because they don't offer us any help in these places, you know. You have to really go the extra mile to achieve anything in the prison, you know. And you know, if you remember how bad Alabama prisons are, nothing's changed.
Yes.
But I will say this, God is moving. A lot of men are getting their cases overturned. A lot of men are being released. So I'm expecting about that. And I miss
yes.
you. I really have it because, you know, you allow me to be on this platform and to be able to, you know, tell my story and to be able to, you know, get out and just, you know, speak what we're going through to let people, because, you know, some people think that, you know, because we're incarcerated 3 meals in a cart, that we living it up. And actually, man, if it weren't for the grace of God, man, you know, it'd be terrible. Because like I said, you know, in a maximum security prison with 1,500 inmates, you know, we might have 8 police. So, you know, basically you left mm-hmm. the 10 for yourself, because they do have to secure mm-hmm. the prison. And by them securing the prison, they're locking 100 and some men up in one dorm without any supervision. So basically we have to mm-hmm. police ourselves. We have to govern ourselves. And like I said, it's just by the grace of God that the murder rate and the rape rate and all the other rates ain't to the roof. But I was excited. I immediately looked for you when I got back online, and because I wanted
okay.
to let you know all that was going on. I got a lot to say, but I won't take up the show tonight. But I'm still battling. You know what I'm saying? I haven't got better. I'm still battling. You know what I'm saying? I'm still fighting for my freedom. And, you know, if you
yeah.
just study the scriptures, people just will pay attention to what God has been trying to tell us ever since we were small, and, you know, our grandmothers and our mothers were telling us, God is real, his word is real. And we have to remember that he has given us a solution. And if we don't start coming together and praying for our country, for our leaders, for those that we elect and those that we're voting for, you know, we're going to continue to see the same cycle. And like I encourage people everywhere, you know, Matthew 18 and 19 says, two shall touch and agree on any matter on earth, it shall be done by our Father in heaven. And you look at the key word, and a lot of people overlook it, is matter. You know what I'm saying? We got to pray for our president, because our presidents and our governments, man, they have allowed stuff to go on that, you know, would have never went on 20 or 30 years ago and took prayer out of school, but they have invited homosexuality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, they made it cool. They made it legal. You look at the NFL and sports now. It's okay to be that. And we have to come together as a people. You know, it may not be many of us, but God never used the whole thing of people. He always used a few select people, man, to get a huge situation accomplished. So that's something that we
yes.
have to get back to the basics to. We have to teach our children how to pray, and not just to pray for money and material things, but to pray about the people, their principals, their school teachers. You know what I'm saying? We got to pray for our judges, our attorneys, because if God don't intervene, guess what? It's going to continue to run rapid. And we see what's going on. I was listening to the mom that called. She was a white lady. And her son, you know, it don't matter about your race now. You ain't got the funding. You ain't got the money. Guess what? Man, you in trouble. And
mm-hmm.
they use this thing, a fear tactic, to suppress us, to keep us from doing. But like I said, my trust is in God. It ain't in my mama. It ain't in no attorney. It ain't in the district attorney. They reopened my case, and I believe they reopened my case is because God moved on their heart. Because I'm wrong to convict 23 years because I refused to testify against my ex-best friend, which at the time I didn't have the wisdom or the knowledge to know that what I was doing was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't raised like that. But yet and still, you know, like my message to guys is this. If you're facing the problem, you're facing the issue. If you believe that God is real and he loves you, he's concerned about what the government is doing toward his people. This is one of the reasons he sent Moses, because Pharaoh wasn't doing his people right. And we have to remember, man, that's the same God that we serve today. And we have to get back to the basics of crying out to our God and telling him, like, hey, God, you can
yes.
do it to me, because we're in trouble, man.
Yes.
You know, and
right.
like I said, we got to pray for the people in Israel. We got to pray for the people that have been sent to war. Because they feel like they're doing the right thing, serving their country. And if we as believers don't don't stay in touch with our Heavenly Father and say, Lord, it's out of hand. We need you to intervene. Things are continuing to go. I just wanted to say this to that mom whose son, you know, don't be down, don't be sad, because God does things for a reason. You know, we don't understand or we don't know what's going on, why he do things, because sometimes they're uncomfortable. But if we believe that God loves us, we know that whatever we're going through, he's going to make a way out of it. And that's just my message. And like I said, I appreciate you. Man, I'm going to do my best to be here every Sunday like I used to be. But like I said, you know, they have tightened up on security to the point that, well, you know, you never know what they're going to do. And I have to be real cautious about what I do and how I do it, because, like I said, I do believe, I'm totally convinced that God is going to give me a release date. And I, like I said, I want to stay in contact with you because I want to visit you. I want to be on the show live and tell people that I made it out. And this is how I made it out. It was by God's grace. I love you, Ms. Jonesy.
Yes.
I appreciate you. Brother O, I appreciate
you. Yep, I love you too, Duval. And thank you so much. It was so good hearing from you tonight. And your freedom is coming. As I told you earlier this year, that your freedom is coming. It's coming. It's coming. And it's coming soon. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Be an example for them on the inside and keep doing, you know, having your Bible studies and prayers and all that stuff that you do there with the guys that are incarcerated there. And thank you again. Thank you so much, Duval. Everybody, that was Duval. He's wrongfully incarcerated in the state of Alabama. And we know all the stuff that's been happening in Alabama. Ooh, jeez. All right, and Narcissa says she loves you. People are messaging me, telling me stuff to say to you tonight, Duval, and they said that they're praying for you, they're supporting you, and another person said you will be free. Somebody else said freedom is coming. All right, so it is coming. Lots of confirmation tonight on that. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Caller, you're live on Aaron News Forum. We're talking about the war on freedom and the stronghold of white supremacy in America and beyond.
Peace.
Caller,
and
you're
what better
here.
Person to do it? Person, what better person to
All
do
right.
it than me? Can you hear me?
Hey. Hey, Brother Hooney.
All right. What's that gentleman's name, Mr. Cummings?
Yes.
Okay. Since he was told he can't speak on it, I just received a message from the Most High and wanted me to speak on it. So I'm going to speak on my brother's behalf. First of
all right.
You know, white supremacy starts with the education system. And I'm not just talking about in public schools. From the religious affairs by white supremacy sneaking in and taking control of information, scripture, and a history that wasn't even there. But what they had to do, and I said it many times before, even as a special guest, and I'm going to repeat it tonight, real freedom takes place in the mind first. So I encourage the original children of the scripture, the original children of the Most High, the original children of Mother Nature and Father Time, is to take control of your mind, because if you really look at it, freedom means to free the dome. And I'm not just talking about the brain, that, you know, I thought to say something else. The matter, the physical part that's inside the head, I'm talking about the mind. Because he, she, or it who controls the mind also controls the body. So if you really want real freedom, you got to start off by taking control of your mind. Because until you do that, and here's a prime example. Stop believing that Charlton Heston, the Moshe, Moses, Musa of the scriptures look like Charleston Heston. Stop believing that great white lie that the Lord and Savior, Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, or Isa El Messiah, or any of those, you know, those exotic names look other than you. The way that he's described in the book of Revelation, stop accepting that lie. From the pulpit, stop teaching it from the pulpit, stop sitting in the audience. Remove what Hollywood has done to your mind, because what they did with your mind also controls your spirit. And what they get control of those two, they also control your body. Okay? So now, for a lot of people who don't know who I am, I'm the host of We Will Away. My tribal name is Huni Bok Atun. My pen and stage name is Master Ta Magic Man Haru. My next advancement, No More Time for Lessons, will be on December 14th, where I'll be speaking about being willing, able, and ready. It's about saving our children, okay? It's speaking about a time to kill, all right? So now, before I go, I got some very, very good news. Can you hear me?
Yes, what is that? Yeah.
You already know what's coming, don't you? Well, in case you don't, I want to say, and I want to be the first one to do this here, okay? I want to take time to say I'm so proud of you, because what you have did is you have made
Brother Huni.
All right. Brother Huni Bok Atun is gone. So, whatever he had to say to you. Yeah, so whatever he had to say to you, he'll come back and say to you. I don't know what that is, but okay. Let's go to Donnie Hathaway at this time, and then we hope to get Huni Bok Atun back.
All right. Yes.
Here's a song that I wrote about 3 weeks ago. Every once in a while, I like to write something to my creator because I believe in him. We need you right now. There's no one else to turn to. You're the only answer to the situation. out of hand. Which is an evil way.
Congratulate Newsform anchor and 2023 Anna Waddell Award recipient, Dr. Chinchilla J, on your centennial WBNN All-Time Connection record and second consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. Also, first all-time in category exclusively. I'm so proud of you. Keep raising the bar. And I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Wow.
I got to come on and say something. This is a historic moment. I want to thank Brother Huni Bakatun, who,
yes,
you know, is a great champion of our network and, you know, held that championship first all time for more than a year and 4 months. And to see a person like him to have two double-digit, 20 consecutive records, okay? You were talking about a grand champion and the only host so far, We don't know if Chinchilla's going to do it tomorrow night. But right now, you know, we got the other four, so we don't know who's going to win until our special presentation, not tomorrow night, but Tuesday night, will tell us who won this year's Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. But this man is the only person twice. The outstanding, progressive, dynamic, and spectacular Uni Bacatun.
Love you.
Wow. I love you too, Hooney. Thank you so much, and you are so awesome. You're so awesome. You know, y'all definitely got to tune into his show, and his show's always so awesome. They make you think, okay? And he talks about some deep stuff, and I can't wait to that other one. Tell everybody again when your show is, Hooney.
Well, before he does that, you know, I got to come on and say this is a historic moment. Of all the things that happened at WBNN, you look at Sonya Griffin's long-standing record, still the all-time, right? 5 years and more before Club One broke it last year, right? And then this record here, the first ever host to garner 100 connection records in a span a little more than 3 years. I am so proud to say, you know, because, you know, now it's really a span of more than 3 years that it's, this is true. Because Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia's first show, you know, we know what the day is, right? She came on December 2nd. So 3 years and a day she's been here at Oni Dynasty. And I wanted to share that with her tonight, and she didn't know that when we talked earlier. Congratulations on your third anniversary with WBNN.
Thank you.
And now,
Honey
Bacatun.
Oh, wow.
Again. Yeah, I got more surprises.
Wow. Again, congratulations, happy anniversary, and it's well deserved. I just want to say thank you so much because you came to work. All right. Once again, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My next advancement will be on a Thursday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and we will be speaking about a reason and a time to kill, saving our children.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. All right, a reason, everybody. Ecclesiastes 3, you know, talks about a time under the sun of everything. Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Hooney. And he's wonderful, everybody. And all the hosts on this network, they're just absolutely magnificent. And, wow. Let's go ahead to another caller. I'm just in awe right now, 100 all-time connection records centennial. Wow, this is amazing. All right, let's go to another to the next caller. Caller, you're live on the Air with News Forum. How are you tonight? We're talking about the war on freedom, the stronghold of white supremacy in America and beyond. What do you have to say tonight?
Oh,
caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, peace and blessings, Dr. Chinchilla.
Hi. Narcissa, how are you?
Hi, I am been highly favored and so just grateful to be able to tune in tonight and just hear the display of all the emotions, you know, because there's good and bad and everything in between, and you know, we have to take it just as that. We have to take the good with the bad. And you know, it's unfortunate, the mother that's advocating for her son that's been wrongfully incarcerated. But on the flip side, you know, just hearing Brother Duvall, who, I mean, I just got goosebumps all over me just to hear his disposition and to hear his strength and his uplifted spirit. And, you know, that's the way that we have to be. You know, we can't into these fights with heavy hearts and, you know, not looking at the brighter side of things, because at the end of the day, you know, what he said is God is in control, you know, and he will have the final say. And it's just so ironic. I came into this year, I always do, you know, praying and fasting. A lot of people do celebrating and this and that, but I always consecrate, you know, that last week and just dig into my prayer and scripture. And one of the things that God revealed to me is that this is the year of freedom of the oppressed and freedom for the prisoners, because it's been such a long time. You know, it's been this war, this ongoing everyday battle, you know, not just freedom for from incarceration, but freedom from the system. You know, we're born, and when we get of age enough, you know, they teach us get a job, go to work, get an education, and mm-hmm. you know, go be somebody else's worker bee, you know, because that's all you'll ever be. And that wasn't in God's plan, you know. If he created us to be free and independent, why would we then take on the burden of someone else's desires? Because really, it's their desire to be rich and powerful and have all these things, when we're just really a people that we just want to be free, right? And that was one of the things that came across topic as I was hosting. I'm doing online grief groups because, you know, just the spewing, everyone is struggling, trying to deal with their emotions and trying to handle things. And it's like we're unpacking all of this trauma, you know, from things and events that have happened in our life, but then there's this the underlying trauma, you know, because no matter where we are in life, no matter what we do, no matter where we go, someone is always going to remind us that we're Black, you know, and because we're Black, we're disadvantaged. Because we're Black, we're nothing more than slaves that have obtained freedom, where I beg to differ, you know, like Brother Baka Coon said, you know, I have a picture of Mansa Musa in my study, and he's very much Black, you know, with nappy hair and dreadlocks, and we were a true royal people, you know. So I deject that, you know, when they're always portraying the slave images, because they you know, keep remaking and remixing and remastering all these stories of slavery and all these, you know, movies on slavery and wanting us to remember ourselves as a broken people, as a poor people that's, you know, been enslaved and chains around our neck and bondage, when we founded the earth, you know. So if there was ever any, you know, royalty, it all came from us. And so that's, you know, kind of that's my fight, and wanting us to just embrace the fact that we do have the power to change these things, you know, even though it is truly unfortunate, you know, that like Brother Cummings was saying, that you know, with his freedom came certain stipulations that he can't talk about a lot of the things that he experienced while he was in prison. So in essence, he's still incarcerated. His body is free, but they want to silence his voice. And at the end of the day, that's another form of oppression, you know. And then we get these elected officials, you know, that are Black in color, but push their agendas, right? Because if they talk about anything other than, you know, what they say to talk about, then they're going to have their title privilege stripped from them. So they're still slaves, you know. And my thing is, my thought is, you know, we're still, a lot of those movements and a lot of the things that our forefathers fought and died for, a lot of Dr. King's agendas still to this day haven't been realized. So, you know, we're only taking baby steps at this thing, and it's like we got to speed this up or they're going to send us back. So at some point there does have to be a time to kill, a time to die. You know, we serve a God. I don't know where they get this revelation from, that you know, if someone hits you, you know, turn the other cheek. God took out whole countries, whole villages, whole nations because of his detest of the way that they were doing things and how they were, you know, oppressing other people and oppressing his people. He wiped them clean off the earth. So who are we to say, you know, that I don't believe in just, you know, blatantly taking any man's life, but I have 3 black sons. And at any point in time, if their life is threatened or in danger, you better believe it's kill or be killed. So I think we have to stop being afraid to have these conversations and stop being afraid to say such radical things, because at the end of the day, it's a radical situation. You know, it really is. You know, we might not be seeing the bombs and, you know, all of the villages being ripped apart, but at the end of the day, look at our black communities. From the lack of able-bodied black men and black fathers and black brothers and black husbands, look at our communities, which are modern-day villages. You know, look at our streets, you know, because our able-bodied force is fighting to get out of the prison system, you know. So in a lot of ways, you know, we're living in modern times, but we're still on this hamster wheel and this cycle of oppression, you know. And like Brother Bakatoon said, you know, when you free your mind, well, that's a powerful thing. You know, the freedom in your mind is what's going to give us the strategy, the perseverance, the courage, the everything that we need to fight these fights. And I really think that it's time for us to, you know, start being more visible in these conversations and start, you know, I know you do as much as you can where you are. God bless you. And I really, you know, like I said, want to be part of the helping force. But we need to start rallying together and bringing all of these fights together because, you know, it's only – you know, so much damage we can do with one fist, but if we take 10,000 fists and ball them up, and, you know, we can strike a mighty blow. So that's it, and that's all I have to say. Congratulations,
okay.
Dr. Tunde, on his accomplishment. I'm blessed to have listened to him speak. He speaks a plethora of just knowledge and understanding. You always have encouraging things to say. And to Brother Duvall, I am praying, will pray, and continue to pray. I'm so grateful and glad that his case has been reopened. And I do encourage, you know, those that are inside. You know, Ali, sometimes he does have access to, a phone where he can call, but he's just kind of isolated himself because, you know, it's heavy. And I think, you know, his family is not understanding, you know, after 23 years and still fighting, there's only so nice that you can be, you know. So I don't knock him sometimes if he's angry or if he, you know what I mean, if he comes off a certain way, because at the end of the day, you know, there is nothing like having freedom. And that's something that he hasn't experienced in 23 years, and, you know, neither has Brother Duvall, but I commend him for being uplifted in spirit, for keeping God as his source, and know that he will see freedom, and not only will he see freedom, but he's going to be repaid for all the time that he's lost, that he can't get back.
Yes. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Narcissa. It's always good to hear from you, and you always are able to talk about these subjects. So I thank you so much for always tuning in and calling in and having something to say. So thank you so much. And I'm sure that Mr. Cummings and Duvall appreciate your words tonight as well. And, yeah, we're going to keep fighting for Ali, for Duval, and all the others that are wrongfully incarcerated. So thank you so much for what you do. All right, we are going to bring on Annette. And Annette's been waiting for a while. She is on 3139, Dr. O, 3139. Annette, how are you tonight?
Hi, Chinchilla.
Hi. All right. So you've been listening. You heard the whole show. And so the war on freedom, the stronghold of white supremacy in America and beyond. Let's talk. What are your thoughts on that tonight, Annette?
Is it going in and out on me?
No, actually, you're going in and out there.
I can hear you.
So what we're going to do is this. Hold on a second, Dr. J. I'm going to the remote. The two callers that want to come in, you already have 3 minutes to talk. So go ahead and please make your statements very quickly, and so I can bring in the next caller and go into Ngozi time. All right. Put you on ice. All right. We go to 0569. You have 3 minutes to talk. Please go ahead and talk now. All right. So, Dr. J, I don't know what's going on, but these two callers wanted to say something.
Yeah, well, that's probably,
and they have nothing, and they have nothing to say. All right. So, let's go to 5 o'clock.
Well, 0569 is still waiting.
Yeah, I just put them on.
0569 was, yeah,
and I just
but
put
I think you're right.
And I just put them on.
For me. Yeah, but for her.
All right, let's get this together. 0569, please speak now.
All right. Emily, how are you tonight?
Hi, Chinchilla. This is Emily. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi. Okay. So you heard what we were talking about tonight, the war on freedom, the strongholds of white supremacy in America and beyond. What are your thoughts on that tonight, Emily?
Oh, boy, how much time do you have? Well, first off, I just am so grateful that you are here hosting such a show like this. It's profound, and, you know, I understand you have upwards of 24 million callers at any one time. So it's amazing, and I just want to commend you for the work that you're doing. I've heard everything tonight from, I believe, mostly the beginning to now. And, you know, my thoughts on it are quite extraordinarily broad, wide, deep. I can go really any direction you want. I think probably the key point that stood out for me among most of your discussions tonight is this notion of prayer. Because what I heard was a lot of heartfelt, compelling cases of injustice that we are in a state of a war. And when I hear such passion for the notion that we do have power, we do have the ability to say no mas, right, no more of this white supremacy that is overtaking and has overpowered every facet of our lives. It's damaging not just people of color. It's damaging our communities at large, and it's doing damage to the family dynamic and the structure down to the core of our children, and that's my biggest concern. So the idea of prayer, you know, I was raised Catholic, and my father actually worked as a lay person in the Catholic Church his entire career. We didn't have a lot of money. My mom was the domestic engineer who made it all work on very little money from that career path my dad chose. That aside, my point is, and I'm now a practicing Buddhist, what I heard was a real call to action from prayer. So I think through our prayer life, whatever your faith may be based in, you can arrive at a space where you feel confident and empowered to speak up and voice and act on what you know to be true, God working through you, right? I'm a Buddhist, so my principles are based in Eastern philosophy that are really derived from a very ancient interpretation of the Lotus Sutra. And I won't go into a lot of detail on that, but my point is that, you know, when I think back to my upbringing as a Catholic, you know, and I was discussing this the other day with my mom, she reminded me of Corinthians 15:28, which, you know, states all in all. And in Buddhism, we speak of the presence of bringing forth the Buddhahood nature out of ourselves, peace from within, so that we can recognize the Buddhahood in others. And so I bring that forward because I think it's very important that as we pray, we realize that God works through us, right? Or in the case of my practice, which is Buddhism, it's really about evoking from within my own sense of self and my own sense of courage to show and demonstrate compassion and speak on the truth from a place of wisdom. So when we speak about white supremacy and we take on the forces that are oppressing and suppressing people of color, we have to recognize what other callers have said in this call, which is that that prayer life can strengthen our capacity and root us in solely, firmly, into tackling this as a collective, as community.
Yes.
So I'll take a pause there, but I do believe that was a key thing that I heard tonight around prayer that I think is so central and so important, that whatever faith we practice, that we practice it in earnest and recognize that there is this commonality we all share, while apparent differences perhaps in the percentage of melanin in our skin. We are human, and we have this human condition of reality that we share as being human. And if we can come together and unite in that intersectionality of our faith, I think we will find such not only harmony in working together, but the will to overcome this force that is really reacting. And I'll say one other thing, and then Dr. Chinchilla, I'll hand it back to you. But I think that the incredible resistance that has reared its head, particularly at a fast pace in the last, I would say even 3 to 5 years, let alone decade or two decades, is coming from a place of the fact that, you know, it's sort of like before the sun can come out, there's going to be a real bad rainstorm. I think we're in it. We're in the rainstorm, and I just want people to have hope that the sun will come up and to not give up, never give up, never, ever give up.
Right. Never, ever give up, and that's so important. Emily, I thank you so much. And, wow, I want everybody to know, Emily? Okay. I want everybody to know that Emily, she will be a guest on the show next week. And next week we're going to be talking about the food industry, okay, and the FDA, the USDA, and all that stuff, all the different recalls on food and what's being put into the food. It's going to be an interesting show, and she is an expert in all that stuff. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week, amongst some other things as well. So make sure you guys tune in next week to hear Emily even more, because Emily, she has a wealth of knowledge, and she talks on all types of subjects. So thank you so much, Emily. At this time, we're going to go ahead into Ngozi time, and then I will be back after Ngozi time. So don't go anywhere. Keep it right there, everybody. I'll be right back at the end of the show.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Callers tonight that called in to support Dr. Chinchilla J. And, of course, congratulations on her centennial championship here on the one and only Devil Nation, our story, an outstanding network of the only syndicated stations. Now, tomorrow night, we come back on with a young man that you all should hear. All the folks that call on to Chinchilla Janisha tonight should call him back for this young man. His name is Ricardo Richard. And the name of his show is Trenton Makes, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on the one and only Devil Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising for Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dele Malewa and Ngozi on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions on one of our programs tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay, that goes with my and gmail.com, I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malewa and Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio, supporters in the concert base, and also stay tuned to something that's great. Dr. J will definitely attest to that, because she's going to be the narrator of this outstanding show. And the name of the show is our 6th annual honors at ONE, where we honor internal and international greatness. That's Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard. And now back to the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year with the Sonya Griffin Award. And last year's great Anna Waddell Award winner, the 2022 Overall Host of the Year, our 5th Reigning Commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. O. And thank you to all the listeners tonight. Thank you so much to all of you that have been listening and supporting this show. Wow. I have, like, centennial. I'm centennial. That makes me sound like I'm 100 years old, but no, I'm not. Okay, I'm only 60, y'all. Okay, but 100 all-time connection records, that's just amazingly incredible. But I couldn't have done it without the listeners. So I thank all of the many listeners all around the world. Thank you so much for counting Not Robbery to tune in on Sunday nights to News Forum. Thank you so much. I want to mention Ricardo Richard, because I did, he was a guest on Meet the Host, And last Sunday, I forgot to tell you guys to check it out. So he was on last Saturday. So if you go on to Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page, you can see that interview with Ricardo Richard. It's called Meet the Host. An incredible interview with that young man. He's an amazing young man. Definitely tune into his show tomorrow night. He's a very spiritual man, and, you know, he's a teacher, and he's an author and a playwright, a screenwriter, and all that stuff. So he has it going on. So definitely tune into his show tomorrow night. And, again, next Sunday night, we will be speaking with Emily, and we will be talking about the ills of the food industry, okay? And, oh, my God, and you all heard me talk about the food industry quite frequently over the past couple years. And, you know, I always talk about food recalls. I talk about stuff that's contaminated, filled with bacteria and all that stuff, all these different recalls. And there were so many recalls that I was going to mention today, but I just totally forgot tonight. But guess what? Next Sunday, we're going to give you a long list of recalls, because every single day something is being recalled. And you guys need to check out the FDA's website, FDA.org. They have recalls of all kinds of stuff, okay, from products and everything else, and food and clothing and different things that have been recalled in this country for various reasons. So you probably want to check out that site every day to see what's been recalled, okay? But just briefly, beef has been recalled, everybody. There's been medications recalled again for high blood pressure, for diabetes. Also, baby products, baby food, those little squeeze pouch things, and all kinds of things have been recalled, everybody. These Bing cherries have been recalled, and some other cherries, and all kinds of stuff. So go on that site so you can look at it and see what's been recalled, because you don't want to eat these products, okay? You want to take it back to the store, just disregard it, throw it in trash. But if you want your refund, go and take it back where you purchased it from, okay? All right, so anyway, I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, and I always forget to mention throughout the show how you can donate, okay? But you're going to hear it at the end. You're going to hear how you can donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition to help us continue our advocacy work. And I'm going to tell you briefly right now, if you want to donate via Cash App, you can also do it by using $407-272-7616 for those of you that have a problem with doing it through $BAVoiceTour. You want to do $407-272-7616. We will definitely appreciate your donations, a dollar, two, three, five, however much you want to donate. Every dollar counts. And we want to be able to do more as we go into the new year, because the new year is almost here, everybody. And we have so many things that we need to accomplish in 2024 to reach more families, to help more families, to help more wrongfully incarcerated individuals and all of that stuff. And, wow. We need finances to do so. So, yes, please donate or donate via Venmo at BAVoice, B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E. Call me during the week if you need to speak with me about a case or anything else, 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 888. I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, everybody. Remember to always, always be a voice on purpose. Take a listen how you can be a guest on Newsform and how you can donate, all right, to Be a Voice.
If you would like to be a guest on Newsform and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest. Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $Be a Voice Tour. That's $ BEAVOICETOUR, BA Voice Tour, or donate via Venmo at BA Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the BA Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a voice today.